Mes amis, mes élèves, francophones, welcome to French Pod, America.
Bonjour tout le monde, je suis Amaury.
We're about to do an elementary lesson. What's it called?
Something's burning.
That sounds dire.
Yeah, it's serious matter today. Can be dangerous.
Give us a key phrase they're gonna say.
Il y a le feu!
Fire! Okay, so how do you say it in French?
Il y a le feu!
Il y a le feu!
Yeah.
Okay, here's the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Tu sens ça?
Oui, il y a quelque chose qui brûle, non?
Oh mon Dieu, il y a le feu! Appelle les pompiers!
D'accord, je compose le 18. Attends, t'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
Le quoi? Oh non, mon gratin dauphinois!
Dialogue, second time.
Tu sens ça?
Oui, il y a quelque chose qui brûle, non?
Oh mon Dieu, il y a le feu! Appelle les pompiers!
D'accord, je compose le 18. Attends, t'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
Le quoi? Oh non, mon gratin dauphinois!
Dialogue, third time.
Tu sens ça?
Oui, il y a quelque chose qui brûle, non?
Oh mon Dieu, il y a le feu! Appelle les pompiers!
D'accord, je compose le 18. Attends, t'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
Le quoi? Oh non, mon gratin dauphinois!
Okay, we're back. First of all, let's see the translation.
Tu sens ça?
Do you smell that?
Tu sens ça?
Do you smell something?
Tu sens ça? Oui, il y a quelque chose qui brûle, non?
Yeah, there's something burning, huh?
Oui, il y a quelque chose qui brûle, non?
Yeah, something's burning.
Oui, il y a quelque chose qui brûle, non? Oh mon Dieu, il y a le feu! Appelle les pompiers!
Oh my God! Fire! Call the firemen!
Oh mon Dieu! Il y a le feu! Appelle les pompiers!
Oh my God! Fire! Call the fire department!
Oh mon Dieu! Il y a le feu! Appelle les pompiers! D'accord! Je compose le 18. Attends! Tu n'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
Okay, I'll dial 18. Hey, wait. Did you forget the gratin in the oven?
D'accord, je compose le 18. Attends, tu n'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
Okay, I'll call 18. Hey, wait. Did you forget you had a gratin in the oven?
D'accord, je compose le 18. Attends, tu n'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four? Le quoi? Oh non, mon gratin dauphinois.
The what? Oh no! My au gratin potatoes!
Le quoi? Oh non! Mon gratin dauphinois.
The what? Oh no! My gratin dauphinois.
Le quoi? Oh non! Mon gratin dauphinois.
A crisis averted, huh?
Yeah.
So, if I experience some odor in the room and I'm like, what do I say?
Tu sens ça?
The verb is sentir. It also means to feel, right?
Yeah.
It's related to the senses.
Exactly.
So how do you know the difference?
So it depends on the context.
If your nose is all scrunched up, tu sens ça?
Yeah.
If I smack you and say, hey, tu sens ça? They can tell. But
that's the difference.
So the verb sentir means to feel, and it also means to smell.
Yep.
But it means you're smelling something.
Yeah, that you smell with your nose.
So, does the person sens ça?
Mais oui. Il y a quelque chose qui brûle.
So we have the verb to burn is brûler.
Oui, brûler.
Okay. The literal translation of sentences, there is something that burns.
That's right, yeah.
We would say something's burning.
No, a French person here would say, il y a quelque chose qui brûle. There is something that is burning.
Okay. If you want to sound like a French person, you say, il y a quelque chose qui brûle.
Yeah. Il y a quelque chose qui fond.
Something's melting.
Mm-hmm. Il y a quelque chose qui arrive.
Something's happening?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one. Something's happening. Il y a quelque chose qui arrive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good example. Here, though, il y a quelque chose qui brûle.
Brûle.
And that's always scary, right?
Dangerous.
It inspires things like, oh mon dieu! You know, and so in French, you can't just say, feu!
No.
What do you have to say?
Il y a le feu.
There is fire.
Il y a le feu.
You guys always have to add that there is.
Always.
Il y a quelque chose qui brûle. Il y a le feu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're in the movie theater and you hear,
il y a le feu,
get up and run out.
Yeah.
But don't ever say this if there's not really one, right?
No, just to get a seat. No.
It's not a good strategy. Il y a le feu, fire. Ah! So what happened?
So what do we do at that time?
Right, what?
Yeah. Appelle les pompiers.
Okay. So first, les pompiers. It's always a fireman, but it also refers to a fire department. We call them les pompiers.
Mm-hmm.
The firemen guys. So appelle les pompiers. Call the fire department.
Yeah, easy one. But if you need to call the police, you go like, appelle la police.
Okay. And you can also say like, hey, Henri, appelle-moi.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call tonight.
Okay. So what's the number for les pompiers in France?
Le 18. So they say, d'accord, je compose le 18.
Okay, so when you want to say dial or punch numbers in French, you use
composer. So it's what happens when you've got the automatic voice and composer le 2 pour le français.
Yeah.
Just dial 2 for French.
Okay, here they compose le 18.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just about to do it and they say, attends, whoa, wait a second.
Tu n'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
We have three parts here. Start with the first one.
Tu n'as pas oublié.
Okay. It's kind of weird because in English we'd say, hey, did you forget? But in French you'll say, didn't you forget?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You make it into a negative.
Tu n'as pas oublié.
Like if you come over to my house and you leave your watch there, I would say to you, hey.
Tu n'as pas oublié ta montre?
Right.
Mm.
Even though I already know you did.
Yeah.
Only one other thing we want to say is that in written French for this, you would write, tu n'as pas.
But French people just say...
Tapa.
Yeah, they just omit the N.
But the grammatically correct way is tu n'as pas.
For sure.
Okay. So what did she oublier?
Le gratin.
No, what's a gratin?
A dish that you put in the oven. It's a few layers covered with breadcrumbs or grated cheese. And it's usually vegetables.
How do you cook it?
Dans le four.
In the oven. So four, it's masculine, le four. Can you say the whole sentence one more time because it was kind of long?
Attends. Tu n'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
Yep, she did. The good news and the bad news.
And then she remembers, yeah.
Yeah, the bad news is it's brûlé.
Uh-huh.
The good news is we don't need les pompiers. Okay. What kind of gratin did she make?
She says, mon gratin dauphinois.
We translated that as au gratin potatoes.
Yeah.
Because the description sounds pretty much like that.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
I also saw in English people say gratin dauphinois.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think you have a cookbook and the recipe, you got gratin dauphinois.
Okay, let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Tu sens ça?
Oui, il y a quelque chose qui brûle, non?
Oh mon Dieu, il y a le feu! Appelle les pompiers!
D'accord. Je compose le 18. Attends, t'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
Le quoi? Oh non, mon gratin dauphinois!
Dialogue, second time.
Tu sens ça?
Oui, il y a quelque chose qui brûle, non?
Oh mon Dieu, il y a le feu! Appelle les pompiers!
D'accord, je compose le 18. Attends, t'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
Le quoi? Oh non, mon gratin dauphinois!
Dialogue, third time.
Tu sens ça?
Oui, il y a quelque chose qui brûle, non?
Oh mon Dieu, il y a le feu! Appelle les pompiers!
D'accord, je compose le 18. Attends, t'as pas oublié le gratin dans le four?
Le quoi? Oh non, mon gratin dauphinois!
So I wonder if they still can eat it now.
I guess it depends on how hungry they are. So let's learn this a little bit. If you want to appel les pompiers.
Mm-hmm. Composez le 18.
Okay, 18.
Yeah. Now if you want to call the police.
Okay, is that a different number?
Composez le 17.
Dial 17.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any other important ones to know in France, the numbers you call?
You can call le SAMU. SAMU is like ambulances.
Okay, the ambulance or uh-huh. the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Composez le 15.
The 15. So we have 15,
oui.
which is for the ambulance.
Yeah. 17 is for the police.
Uh-huh.
And then 18.
The 18.
C'est pour les pompiers.
So this is kind of interesting about France. You have a different number for every agency.
Yeah.
Instead of just one number that directs you to the right one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so let's review just a little bit.
Sure. First we learn, tu sens ça, and then, il y a quelque chose qui brûle.
Oh mon Dieu, are you serious? Il y a le feu, appelle les pompiers. So if that were to happen, what would you do?
Composez le 18.
Okay, so and we also learned what a crottin is, and where you cook it.
Dans le four.
Okay, so if you have any questions about this lesson, please come to frenchpod.com, come and ask us. You want to share your opinions on the gratin? Whether you like it or not.
If you got a special recipe.
Yeah, come share it with us. So.
Oh mon Dieu, Erika.
What? Quoi?
This is the end of the lesson.
Okay. Au revoir.
Salut.